Hello and welcome to The Zesty Garden. I'm your host, Brian Earle, and in with me today to start the show is Joe Archer. He's the forester for Logan City, and we're going to talk about mosquito abatement districts. And if you'd like to join our conversation, the toll-free number is 1-800-826-1495, or you can send us an email question. It's zestygarden@gmail.com. Joe, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
So tell me, do you know how long has the mosquito abatement district for Logan been around?
Really don't. It's we've been spraying for a long time. It's 20 years that I know of.
20, okay.
21.
So it predates the West Nile virus coming into the U.S. And there's a second abatement district in the valley for Cache Valley, Cache County. And there was talk 5 months or so ago about possibly combining the two districts, but as we talked before the program, that's not really in the process right now.
Correct. There's actually three. Young and College Ward.
Oh, okay, great.
Have their own mosquito abatement district.
So tell me how an abatement district works. I know from just living in Hyde Park, I hear the truck when it comes through. It's usually the same night. Every single week, beginning sometime in early summer, I'm sure you're probably monitoring the populations of mosquitoes. But tell me the basics of an abatement district.
They're all different.
Your district,
my district. It's not really a mosquito abatement district. It's a division of within the city of Logan. A lot of abatement districts, Cache County, Cache Valley, I believe it is, a mosquito abatement district, they are an entity unto themselves. They're not supervised by the county. They have a board of directors.
And that was something that got voted in. I mean, they just couldn't create the district on their own. Where it sounds like with Logan City, it's a department within the city that the city created.
Correct.
So when you're trying to suppress mosquito populations, what methods do you use?
We do it twofold. Larvicide, we try to do, and particularly we like to do a lot of education, one of the reasons I'm here. And then adulticide. Adulticide, we try to do as little as possible. Larvicide, because it's so species specific, we do a lot of that. I've got a technician out right now killing larvae.
So tell me how that works, because usually when the truck comes by, it's like, again, it's at night, same day of the week, but they're fogging. And when you're doing the larvicide, what's the chemical that you're using with the larvicide? Sorry, going to get that a little specific. But you say it goes specific to only mosquito larvae. It doesn't bother other larvae?
Correct. There's two things. There's one of them is a chemical that holds it in the larva stage so it doesn't pupate. The second one's a bacteria that attacks only mosquitoes. You can put that in a pool with dragonfly nymphs, which also feed on mosquito larvae. Doesn't affect them. Only mosquitoes. The only thing that affects all the species is a serpent that we spray on, and we do this on mud puddles. Something that's going to be there for a few days, which is long enough for them to hatch out mosquitoes. But that's the only thing that actually would affect. It's not species specific.
So are these just mud puddles along the side of the road that you're looking for?
Yes.
Probably right after a rainstorm has come through.
Correct.
That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the larvicide itself, my main concern was, and I've had monarch butterflies every year since I was a little kid, and the numbers of the populations have just dropped precipitously in the last 5 to 7 years. And I had wondered, well, could the larvicide be affecting the larva of the monarch butterfly? Because the milkweed are seen along the ditch banks and so forth. But what I'm hearing, it sounds like it's not targeted. It's not broad spectrum like that.
I don't see how it could affect monarch butterflies at all.
Okay.
Or anything else as far as that goes.
What about the toxicity to humans?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Nothing.
Okay. So what about fogging? So when the fogging comes along, that's a little more broad spectrum.
It certainly is. We try to do that at night, so all we're getting are mosquitoes. We do it. We start about 8:30 dusk, and go to 1:00. And they have to, when you're spraying adulticides, you have to be very, very careful with your wind to make sure that you're getting the biggest bang for your buck. And then a temperature, because at about 55 degrees, mosquitoes go to ground. They quit flying. And something else that we do with the city of Logan, I can't speak to anybody else.
Sure.
But we spray not on a regular basis. We spray as needed. Several reasons for that. Mostly, there's no sense in being out spraying adulticide when there's no the mosquito population's real low, and so we wait. We trap mosquitoes, and it doesn't reduce it, but we can get a good number count in an area, and we do it in 7 different locations within the city of Logan.
So tell me about the trapping process. Are you looking for a certain number? Do the mosquitoes get tested for West Nile? What are you looking for?
Yes, I get answered that fast. All the above. We numbers, and also what we do is we separate out. There's certain species that carry West Nile, some that don't. So we're looking for species. It's not a fun job. I've got a guy who does it with a smile on his face, and then we take them. They're dead, of course, and then we send them to the lab, and they compress it. And I don't know how they do it, but at any rate, they determine if there's any West Nile there.
Are you seeing that through your efforts that you're making progress with getting rid of mosquitoes? I mean, do you see the populations being reduced? Is there some way to measure what you're doing?
Not really. It's kind of it kind of depends on the temperatures and we had an early spring and then we had a late winter and all those things factor out. I think that we make things a lot better. All the mosquito districts make it things a lot better. Can you eradicate mosquitoes? No. There's several things out there that are promising genetically engineered mosquitoes, but that's out there a ways.
I guess it's a little bit like cloud seeding. You know, it gets done, and you know you get snow, but you don't know if it came from that or something else. So,
I think we do. I think all the districts do a great job at what they're attempting to do. They and most of us are really going for larva sighting because you can get so much more with you drop one briquette into a small pond and it kills all the larvae in there.
Is this something that you could use in a home pond?
Sure, yes.
So it wouldn't affect the fish, it wouldn't affect
nothing.
Any of the other insects that the fish might be feeding on or anything like that?
Correct.
Oh, that's good to know. I know there are products out there, like I'll use on my apple tree, the product called spinosad, because I know it's specific to insects with chewing mouth parts, and it's a product from a bacteria like you were talking about. Mm-hmm. But I can eat the apples that same day because it doesn't hurt humans.
If you got fish in your pond, generally you don't have mosquitoes because
they're
busy eating them. No, that's almost the sign. If it's running water or if there's fish present, we still test, but we rarely have to put anything in.
So if you had all the money that you needed to, was there anything you would change in the program? I mean, would you, are you, you feeling like it's doing what it's set out to do?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't, you can always use a little more money, but I think we're hitting the target right now.
And for Logan, it's mostly, and it makes sense, you look at the valley topography, it's mostly on the west side of town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will spray a couple of times on the east side, but it's the west side that we work on the hardest.
Okay. Well, Joe, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to The Zesty Garden. Joe Archer is Logan City's forester, and we'll continue our conversation coming up in just a bit. But, Joe, again, thanks for coming in.